Today, Body and Mind welcomes Body Sensing to our platform. As the brainchild to Yasmin Lambert, Body Sensing is a super gentle, mindful movement practice for pain relief, stress release, better posture, and well-being. Welcome, Yasmin.
Thank you, Taryn.
So, Yasmin, tell us a little bit about yourself. Who are you and where are you from?
I'm a somatic movement therapist and mindfulness coach, and I trained in the UK and lived there for 30 years before moving to South Africa. And that was in 2007, and really just for the wonderful sunshine that you have here. And with my journey with the body really began over 20 years ago. And in exploring the body, it led to this fascination with the mind-body connection and the link between emotions and pain. And the body sensing method, which helps reduce stress, relieve pain, restore posture, is a result of that journey.
Okay, so in our discussions, we've spoken at length about somatic movement and the body-mind connection. Please enlighten us and explain what this is all about.
Well, if we look at somatic in the first instance, if we look at somatic and the way it's been described, soma means of the body, and it's a Greek word. But if we really look at the principles of that in today's paradigm, somatic practices help shift emotional habits through the body. So if we look at somatic as being mindful or similar to mindful, that's really where it fits in. And often, you know, people ask, well, how do we know that the body and mind are connected? Well, if you've ever had that butterflies in your tummy feeling when you're nervous, or that racing heartbeat when you're stressed, or even if you're in love, it's how body and mind communicate with each other via the nervous system. So tuning into those body sensations, and I'm talking about the very subtle body sensations that we are often unaware of, can enhance your sense of intuition and integrity, helping you make wiser choices based on how you feel. And this is where the somatic part fits in, or more recently, the mindful or mindfulness part. It's noticing body sensation. Mm-hmm. And for pain relief, body sensing regulates this nervous system using a gentle movement practice to calm down the stress response.
Okay, so is there a difference between exercise and the movement of the somatic treatment?
Most definitely. I mean, the first difference is that with somatic practices, the process of learning becomes embodied. So there's an assumption that there is no right or wrong. There is simply a self-observation, self-reflection, and it works with the wisdom of the body. So we know that the body has a certain way that it likes to move. So people learn to find that way of experiencing it for themselves. So if we were to differentiate exercise and movement therapy, let's look at the differences. So exercise is associated with strengthening and realigning the musculoskeletal structure or physical structure using effort. And the emphasis is on form, it's on technique. We've been looking at core strength, and often there's repetition involved in exercise. Not all exercise, but if you're doing weight training, for example, you'll be looking at repetition.
Okay, that makes a lot of sense.
Mm-hmm. Yes, so if we're looking at movement therapy and what is now being termed spatial medicine, and people like Thomas Myers are calling it spatial medicine, it is associated with a healing system that looks at the body as a whole. So the physical, the spiritual, the emotional. So movement therapy fits into that. The movements that are mindful, if you talk about mindful movements, these are restorative. They are designed around our fascial system or connective tissue as it is known. And before, where we designed exercise around 600 different muscles, with movement therapy, we look at one muscle that is divided into 600 fascial bags, all connected with each other from head to toe, from inner to outer layer. And this integrated whole body movement approach is efficient and effortless to practice. So instead of focusing on strengthening a weak muscle system, movement therapy will look at how we can release, rewire, rehydrate, and restore unhealthy fascia. And unhealthy fascia requires core integrity and not core strength. Well, there's a big difference. And if we look at fascia a little deeper, because people out there must be wondering, well, you know, what is this fascia and where is it? Because it's so new to our paradigm. Mm-hmm. Well, if we look at how fascia, you know, where is fascia? Well, fascia encases every single muscle fiber and group of muscles. It's the marbling that runs through the muscle. It's the ligaments that connect our bones, the packing material in between our organs, the backing for our skin, and the environment. This is the most important for me. It's the environment within which our nervous system is embedded. So it's everywhere. It's alive. It's hypersensitive, making it the largest sensory organ in the body, connecting all branches of medicine. So it's a very exciting experience to be working with this research and understanding of fascia.
That sounds very interesting. Wow. Now, with this fascia technology that we have now been learning about, how exactly do your somatic movement therapies assist with healing this fascia? Is it a movement that you can do in your chair? Is it a standing movement? Can anybody do this movement? Please explain to us how this works.
The movements that the body sensing movements are designed for, you know, just a mat practice, a very gentle mat practice. There are certain movements that can be done in a chair, and there's one particular practice within body sensing where you learn to trigger your own calm response. And that's really ideal for those experiencing stress. And triggering that parasympathetic state in the body is really one of the key principles of helping people with or overcoming chronic pain.
Okay.
And the reason for that is because, as I said earlier, the nervous system is embedded within this fascia, and it's so sensitive. So you don't have to be doing big movements to, you know, get the fascia to become less restricted or hydrated. It really requires movements that glide and slide versus, you know, a strong stretch. It requires movements where your body can have a sense of expansion and release. The breath responds to movement, so breath becomes integrated. So there's less pressure on someone to be perfect within a movement. And that's what's so great about working with these whole body fascial movements.
Mm. My next question, Yasmin, is about emotion. Is it possible for somebody to have an emotional conflict or emotional turmoil to benefit from the somatic movement therapy that you have?
Well, absolutely. And this comes back to, well, how are the body and mind connected? And we looked at how the obvious are when you're having a stress response, you can feel body physiology shifting. Mm-hmm. And instead of it being a cognitive process, cognitive is a thinking process, you can't think yourself calm, but you can certainly feel how your body responds to stress. And learning how to feel differently in the body will shift the way you think in your mind. So the idea is that the way you feel, your moods and emotions precede any thinking or any language. And because our feeling sense is in the body, if we start to explore shifting our mind through our body, then most definitely it helps with the less obvious, which is our emotional state of mind. It helps with increasing energy and vitality and learning to make better life choices. So most people, you know, and often they say to me, well, who is this for? And mm-hmm. And we often associate exercise with some kind of physical benefit. And yes, it is for those experiencing chronic pain, because chronic pain is linked to our emotional state. It's for those who are experiencing stress-related tension and postural pain. And often we only look at posture as the way we're sitting at our desks, or the way that we're standing, or if we have a job that makes us only use one side of the body, or if you're a sports player, for example, if you're playing tennis or any sport that, you know, only where you only use one side of the body. Those are the obvious reasons for coming in for some kind of movement rehabilitation. But nobody really thinks about when you are in a job that's stressful and you're sitting at your desk for 8 or 10 hours a day, the stress compounds the physical stress. The emotional stress compounds the physical stress. So we need to look at the whole system, emotional and physical and mental.
Wow. Thank you so much, Yasmin. It has been an absolute pleasure chatting to you, albeit short, but I'm pretty sure we will hear from you again soon. How can our listeners contact you for more info or if they want to book some sessions with you?
Well, they can definitely find me online because I offer one-on-one Skype sessions. And because embodied learning requires a sensory approach, it works really well with audio. I will be offering audios on my website and webinars for movement therapists who want to learn more. We do run retreats as well. And for those who want an in-person session or one-to-one session, I'm based in Hermanus in the Western Cape. So if you either live in Hermanus or you live close to Hermanus, then you can come to me for one-to-one sessions.
Divine. Thank you so much again for your time. I wish you the greatest success with your healing adventures, Yasmin.
Thank you so much, Taryn.